Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pretty Little Liars, the Perfectionist After Show. Allison is back, Nolan is an equal opportunist, and Taylor is alive. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, we are back now with the spinoff of Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionist. I am here with my lovely co-host. You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hey guys, I'm Shay Jones.
Sam Davidson, so excited to be back talking about Pretty Little Liars, and we are in the live chat as well, so keep chatting, and of course you.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't even introduce myself. Hey guys, I'm Tyra. I'm new to the panel. I'm so excited to be with you guys. So let's just go ahead and get into overall thoughts. What did you guys think about the episode?
I'm here for everything in life today. That is seriously my overall thought. I am here for this spinoff. I am excited, and oh my gosh, I cannot wait for 10 episodes. I'm like, I need more from the season.
Oh, okay. Literally need more.
I loved it. I love Pretty Little Liars so much. I usually rewatch it all the time. A lot of you guys know that I was obsessed with that show. And so seeing it happen again, but with a different twist, but it definitely has the same vibe as Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more adult, so I feel a little bit more appropriate for watching it because I am an adult. And I'm not watching high schoolers anymore. Right. Now I'm watching college students murder each other. So it's really exciting for me.
Yes, it's really exciting. It's literally typical Pretty Little Liars fashion, just so much at once. I'm like overwhelmed with everything that's gone on in this episode.
Were you a big fan of Pretty Little Liars?
I was.
Too?
I read the books and everything, but it's been a little while. Wow. So I'm like, oh shoot, I need to like recollect my thoughts on everything. But I don't know. It was just really cool to see like Mona and Allison in a different light. Like, well, before we could just go ahead and get into that now. So first, let's just go ahead and talk about Allison and Mona. What did you guys think about just like their reconnection and how Allison ended up at Beacon Heights University and just all of this all together, how it all came about?
Okay, first of all, so basically, Mary Drake,
Alex
have escaped. So my question with that knowledge is, when they gonna pop up? I mean, it's a fair question. Like, you can't just be like, oh, what happened is somebody escaped from me, and now I just came back to be normal.
Yeah, I mean, I loved the references, which they had so many of.
So many.
And it wasn't to a point that people that are new to the show, I'm curious how many people haven't seen Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
I feel like not a lot. Because if you're watching the show, you probably watched it. However, if you haven't, the references they make are just interesting things, I think, that people could be like, ooh, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And then they have a whole show, and it's on Netflix to go watch.
Yeah.
Right.
I loved it. And Allison, you know, karma's real. She's not happy.
Yeah, clearly, it shows. You know, like, I don't know. It's just her and Allison's whole interaction, like, she was confused. She didn't know that Mona had recruited her or, like, I don't know. How did you guys feel about that, them meeting and coming together?
Typical Mona. I mean, come on now.
It's
typical a little bit.
It is.
And what her character is, I mean.
But it made me think back to season one of Pretty Little Liars when you find out the reason Allison essentially faked her death and, you know, didn't Mona think she killed her for a long time? Mona did some super messed up stuff to Allison. Crazy messed up. Allison bullied her. And then she did all of this. These two women now have such crazy history. And I feel like it's easy to forget that with this new show. But let's not remember how many times they've tried to kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get into a few of our characters. So, Caitlin, Nolan, and Jeremy. How did you guys feel about this whole just mesh up with them all?
I love Caitlin, obviously, because she's played by Sydney Park, and I love Sydney Park. I love you, girl, if you're watching, because you're awesome, and I'm going to continue to watch for you. But, first of all, okay, Nolan blackmailing her is just messed up. And two, Jeremy is hot with that accent. I need to know where you came from, sir. Are you really a rocket scientist? I think it's cool, like, obviously, when you're in a relationship and you do want to get out of it, and you meet somebody new that you can actually connect with.
Yeah.
Why not? But then obviously you're backed into a corner because you want to protect your mom and her reputation. So now you kind of put what you want, your feelings on the wayside to protect an image. that is not even true, which I think most people do, especially with social media. Mm-hmm. That's what we all do sometimes, project what we want people to see versus what's actually happening in our lives. So I love what they're showing because it's so relatable.
Yeah, but see, okay, now that's what gets me kind of confused, because, like, they were a thing before she necessarily saw those pictures when, you know, when she first, she wanted to, like, end things or whatever, and then she saw the pictures with her mom. So it's just like...
Well, so she, okay, so basically, Caitlin? Yeah.
Yes, Caitlin.
Caitlin was having, was in a fake relationship with Nolan. For
the perfect image, yes. And all, yeah, of that.
And because, which we'll get into, Nolan's mom doesn't like Ava's family, and that's who he was really in love with. So they were doing this fake thing. She was dating and having some very sexy time with Jeremy, who's, you know, scientist, I think, right?
Sexy with or without glasses.
He seems very sweet and very British, but don't ever trust sweet British men. If you've ever watched Pretty Little Liars, what season was it when Allison's husband came on? I would just like to remind everybody. Yes. So I don't think he is to be trusted. I think it's an interesting dynamic because mm-hmm. he could possibly be a red herring, to Nolan's murder, because he was not a fan of his girlfriend's fake relationship.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. I was so stuck on, like, the friends and their whole plot of, you know, being tired of being blackmailed by Nolan. But I guess that's a valid point, that Jeremy could also be kind of mixed into this too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's crazy.
But I also feel like it's a red herring to throw Jeremy in with, obviously, Ren and...
Yes, someone said Jeremy's Ren's little brother. Or something.
Yeah, so that was really funny. But I think he could just be like, why would you give us another British person and then, like, make him evil? Like, that would just be really cruel, okay? Can't we just get one nice one?
Well, okay,
that I can root for?
In News and Gossip, I will say I did interview this actor, and he did say some things about being British and whether we should or should not trust British people on the show. Okay. Stay tuned for that, but... I think that they're just going down the same trope. I mean, they're doing it for several things, like family dynamic, the really, really messed up family, British people, just a lot of different things are doing the same, and I'm thrilled about it.
Yeah, definitely. But we're thrilled to have you guys here watching. Do you want to go ahead and let them know how they can stay connected with us?
Yes, we love you guys so much, and we all love doing AfterBuzz. It is so much fun for us to do, and we are truly the ESPN of TV talk. We cover almost every single TV show that is on the air, and we have a conversation about it every single week. So if you guys like what you see, please subscribe to all of our different channels, whichever ones that you watch. Rate, review, give us a thumbs up. It really means so much to us, and it helps us keep the lights on over here.
she's not valid lying.
Valid. And it's so much, like, I'm in the live chat right now, and I couldn't be happier to communicate with you guys about it. So please help us out, do all of those things, let us know what you think about the show, and we always love chatting with you.
Yeah, yes. And iTunes, give us 5 stars. The one through four do not work. I'm so sorry to tell you this. You have to give us 5.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
they weren't gonna give us less than that anyways, so.
True, but just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay,
I'm here for it.
I love it. Thanks, guys. But okay, so let's go ahead and get into this crazy drama with Andrew, Dylan, and Nolan. That caught me by surprise.
So confused.
So confused. Like, okay, why? So, like, just by, like, I don't... Okay, so Nolan and Dylan had this whole, like, relationship or whatever, or that's what he's using to blackmail him.
Just a one-night stand.
One-night stand, but he's with Andrew, and, like, it was just so much. What were you guys' take on that?
Okay, so this is the understanding I have. Andrew and Dylan were dating, and they finally decided to become exclusive, which is why, you know, Andrew moved in with Dylan. But the week before, all the exclusivity was... I guess, defined. Nolan was just like, oh, you know, before, you know, you really get committed and you're tied down with the old ball and chain, come on, let's go to your bed. You know, let's do one for one's sake.
See, but it's just like, I don't know. I'm just really trying to figure out Nolan's motive. And I mean, we talked about how Taylor is back. So I'm just trying to process and figure out how this all tangles in together. Like, what is the reason behind Nolan trying to blackmail all of these people? Because I don't think he personally just wanted that one-night stand with Dylan. I think it has to do with whatever this scheme is that Taylor and him have come up with.
I agree. I think that every person he has sex with is for a bigger purpose, yeah. for a manipulative purpose. And I mean, he probably enjoys men as well. I mean, I don't know. And you can't really fake that kind of thing for a yeah. one-night stand. But I don't think that he was actually after Dylan because he liked him and cared yeah. about him. I think yeah. it was... I'm not exactly sure why. I hope that we find out. And do you guys mm-hmm. think... I mean, just because... given IMDb and everything, Nolan is in every episode.
Yes.
So yeah. I'm assuming flashbacks.
Flashbacks, yes.
It or has, well, a ghost. Yeah. He's gone.
I mean, you can't really come back from Spikes. You can, a lot of people have come back in Pretty Little Liars, but I don't think they're going to come back from the Spikes.
Yeah, I was like, pull him out in a body bag, you know, pilot episode of Pretty Little Liars. Allison, it clearly wasn't her. But that, you know, it's like, that is... that's my boyfriend. Oh, wow. He has two spikes through his
yeah,
abdomen.
Like, we saw that he was gone.
Yeah, it was like moment. It broke my heart. Speaking a little of it, bit, it really did.
It broke my heart, too, but I don't know. I don't know. I really was sold on him and Ava's relationship. Like, you yes. know, it was shown that he clearly really wanted to be with her instead of Caitlyn. And then he does this crazy thing where he cheats on her with her model that she's using for her photo shoot. And I don't know. It was just kind of like, was that love really there? Or was that, again, another part of his whole scheme?
I mean, even when he talked to Taylor, he was like, I had to do something I really didn't want to do to oh, yeah, protect okay, her. Right. So I feel like his feelings for Ava, if nobody else, is real. However, you could have figured out a better way to do it. I'm just saying that. However, Ava, baby girl, if you walking into your house, into your room, and you see your man and another woman... what you talking about you can get past this? What's to get past? Well, I have questions, and I need you to real come talk to me. He cheated on you in your own bed. You need to change your sheets.
In your own bed. And she was, like, still just like,
I can get past this. Just talk to me. Talk about what? That's what you can get to the dough. I ain't gotta, like... we good.
So I think that probably it has to do with her family, her parents, which that was, it's just, I felt super bad for her, the way that she described it. The FBI is in, you know, came into her home, her dad mm-hmm. fled, and her mom just peaced. Like, her dad was running. Mom could have stayed. She chose not to. So she's in a suit. What character would you guys compare her to from Pretty Little Liars? Because I do think every character kind of is reminiscent.
It is, yeah. Well, you're taking it back. I can't even think.
I'll say to Emily.
You know, maybe it's a combo, but...
I can say both. Because she has fire like Hannah, but she has that sweetness of Emily.
Yeah, I agree. But I think we'll learn more about her family dynamic. And yeah. I think it's going to be a big part of the show. So that could possibly explain her just being like, Mom got past it 100 times. And then he still fled from the FBI.
So normal. It's like... I mean, I can definitely see why it could be normal to her to, because I also believe she actually truly thinks that he actually cares about me. He actually does love me, even though we have to hide it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's also where, like, she is. And I totally understand it. But no. What you mean?
No, what you... She's still stuck on this whole, he cheated on you. What do you mean we
in
need to
make
this
in my bed.
Work?
I am yeah. sorry. No,
that
I'm sorry.
That was really low, though. That was, like, the lowest of the low. Like, if he really did... I mean, I get it. Whatever... I can't wait to find out whatever this whole overall thing is. But... did he really have to, like, sleep with another woman
yes.
to prove a point because of that?
Yes, because I know that we're going to get into... Nolan and Taylor, but I think he needed to do the worst possible thing to make, and it was a little bit sad and pathetic that she was like, I'll get past it, and he's like, damn it, girl, like, I was trying to do the worst thing to you so you would leave me alone and I could protect
right.
you from whatever danger is coming my way, yeah. which, you know, we did see,
mm-hmm.
so I think he had to do the worst thing he could think of, which was doing it in her bed, but clearly she still would have stayed with him.
She still would have stayed.
And I totally see the point, but I'm so... I need her to wake up.
Yeah. Okay, well, she's going to get awakening now.
I mean, she did, obviously, because, you know, they all three of them converse with each other in the woods.
Yeah.
I have a good comment from the chat, which is from Steven Suyin. What if Ava's mom actually plays a bigger picture than we think and she didn't really run? She went into hiding to help Taylor uncover the truth. I like that.
I like that.
I like that, too.
And I want to see more parents, too. I mean, I love Kelly, what is it, Rutherford?
Kelly Rutherford, yeah.
Rutherford, yeah.
First of all, come on, Lily Vanderwoodson up in here, which it's just like Gossip Girl vibes, and I'm here for that.
I know,
I'm here,
right?
For that coldness and the
yes.
Legit, I was like, she's hauntingly beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she plays these, like, I don't want to say conniving. She just gave me, like, this conniving kind of vibe, but she plays them so well that it's just like, is this you in real life? I don't know.
I mean, okay, I don't. She did have some issues with her children and got her children taken away from her, the actual actress, which is interesting.
Wow.
But no, I know that she's a good mother and, like, just something happened where, but, like, it's kind of sad because she does have this history publicly of not being great with her kids, and it has been on two different shows now.
I mean, granted, Serena got over it eventually.
And she was a great character, but I'm not quite sure that's what this is going to turn out to be, because I feel as though she is really evil. I don't know if we put this on, but can we, I want to make sure we talk about Nolan and his mother.
Yeah, oh, next. Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yes.
So let's just go ahead and get into their family. Their dynamic is, to me, it kind of seems like Nolan is trying to step away from living up to this expectation that his family has put upon him, or this perfect family image. He wants to stray away from it, and I kind of feel like maybe that's why him and Taylor are kind of plotting to, I don't know, maybe expose their family or figure something out to end, so he can be free from this expected lifestyle or perfect lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
I think it's beyond that. I think there's something super sinister and dark that's gone on in the family. I mean, in Pretty Little Liars, they had something very similar with, the De Laurentiis family. There was some messed up stuff that happened, and it involved other families as well. But I don't know if it's going to be incest or, like, murder within family, something crazy. I think it's that bad that clearly Taylor had to fake her own death, and her brother's trying to hide it, running from something.
It's something is really just wrong with, like, anytime you try to portray a perfect family, something sinister is definitely behind the perfectness.
Yeah,
because first of all, nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. But obviously this is a college that is built on perfection and being the best. And everybody is putting, like, blood, sweat, and tears into their education at the school. Which, obviously, okay, yes, we should, schoolwork is important, but not at the cost of your life, obviously,
yeah,
at the same time. And I totally agree with you about Nolan trying to outrun the image. Like, he really wants to get out of it because he wants to have a life.
Yeah.
One that he chooses for himself, not that his mother wants him to have. And I can definitely see why Taylor faked her own death. And I legit say expose the university, but also their mother.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, I mean, clearly, like, given the paper, the wallpaper in Allison's bedroom, like, there's something really scary going on here. I think it goes far beyond just wanting to break out of the mold of perfection.
Nolan realized that his mother, she is putting, like, this tracking on him. Like, why did you guys feel about that? I don't know, I was trying to figure out what is the motive behind her putting so many eyes on him to watch his every move, too. Is it because, like, she found out he was messing with Ava, or, like, I don't know.
Well, it was right after she saw Ava leaving her house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was a Kickstarter, I guess, to also monitor, be able to monitor what Nolan was doing with Ava, just in case it doesn't come back on her and fucked on her in a way, because technically he's dating Caitlin, and they're supposed to be the perfect couple.
Mm-hmm.
But they were also, like, Ava and Nolan were just freely making out in the pool. Do they not think, like, his mom was home. I get it's a mansion.
Yeah.
But
she wasn't supposed to be. That's what it was. That's why I think he invited her over. She he was surprised to see her. Like, she wasn't supposed to be there.
True. So, okay, a lot of the chat is talking about her spying on her kids and then the tie that it has to Mona. I think it's definitely the same.
Whoever these people are.
Yes.
I want to say it's not the FBI, but it's something different that's probably paid for by the people that own this school. They're so rich. You know, maybe, like, the richest people in the country, they just have, like, personal, little cameras everywhere spot. I mean, that's what they say the government does. I mean, not exactly like this.
Yeah, I legit was thinking, not to be a conspiracy theorist, you know, because they're watching you, but it legit is a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Like, she was in the mirror, and they could see her in the bathroom mirror. So, obviously, they're keeping track of not just the school, but it's students, and that's an entirely big invasion of privacy.
And it's like, it's, I don't know, in a way, it's like Mona is in the mix of all of this, too, because she's, like, she confronts them. She knows that they're there, too. So now I'm trying to figure out, what does Mona have to do with this secret society or service or whatever that's watching them?
Do you ever think, Mona is the perfect person to be recruited for an intelligence agency of some sort. They're, you know, like, find a crazy villain that knows how to do things that other people don't know how to do, spying on people, and she's a freaking genius. Mm-hmm. Which, there's a lot of characters that, which I think is why all these characters are so smart.
Mm-hmm.
They keep on saying that, like, you know, Ava knows how to code and do all that stuff. And I think that's all going to come into play and help with them messing with each other.
Yeah. So speaking of, like you said, they knew the perfect person to have in this position. How they brought in Allison, who kind of, in a way, in a creepy way, looks like Taylor. And, like, I don't know. I was kind of confused on that part, too, just trying to figure out where does Allison come to play? Is there something deeper that they're trying to reveal with her being kind of like, I don't know, Taylor 2.0? Or
so my theory for that is Allison, this is the reason why I think Mona also brought Allison in. Because Allison has been through the same experience as Mona has, but on the other side of it. So Mona technically has to kind of keep her nose out of it, but Allison can detect and figure stuff out in a way.
Oh, she figured it out just like that.
Real quick. So she can figure out a way that Mona is not allowed to do at the time and what her position is. So bringing in Allison, which person who has the same experience as Mona in a different way, who also happens to look like Taylor, is definitely, it was kind of like a domino effect. Like, you just need one to fall, and everything is going to crumble.
I don't know. I just feel like it's something deeper than that, too, because even her mom, like, Taylor's mom approached her, and she just kind of, she brought up her past, and she was just, like, saying, you remind me so much of my daughter, and I don't know. It's just, I'm trying to just put my finger on why Allison, why did they bring her, or what is this bigger picture that they brought someone similar to Taylor who was supposedly dead?
I feel like her mom's just going to be like, hey, baby, kidnap her in the basement, you know, and it's like, Allison is
so like a creepy thing.
Kidnapped again. I mean, I need to watch more episodes to really be able to suss out these characters, but then I think I'll be able to have a good hold on if the mother, what's her name again? I'm blanking. You know, if she's good.
Oh, Claire.
If she's
Claire.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just have Amber in the chat.
If she's a victim, if she's part of it, in what way, blackmail, you know, who knows? Anything can happen in the PLL world.
Yeah. I feel like it's a creepy fascination for her with Allison, like, because she does remind her so much of her daughter. Like, it's kind of like the attachment of that.
Maybe that's what it is. But I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's something deeper, too. Maybe just with, like, Mona. She's like, oh, this is the perfect person. Or back to that
she's
old,
like, she's so determined. Like, Allison, first of all, when she did that, I was just like, yay, crazy Mona's back. I don't know. I was just super excited. I didn't really care that she was just talking to herself in the mirror. It didn't even bother me as much.
Well, she wasn't talking to herself.
Obviously, like, I know that now. But when I first saw it, I was just like, yay, crazy Mona's back. Because she's awesome and she's fun. And it's, like, I'm super excited. I love crazy. I love that version of Mona's personality. I just truly do. It's gonna be, because now Allison's on stuff. She's like, okay, so who's watching? They're watching me? Were they watching Taylor? And also, because when she even looked up Taylor's suicide, her access was denied. First of all, you internet, how can you deny me?
It's because she's on the Wi-Fi for the school and they can do that. So, okay, there's been a couple comments. I thought you guys were joking, and I hope this isn't true. But that, so Charmed Original says, Pretty Little Liars theory number one, Allison De Laurentiis and Taylor Hotchkiss are actually fraternal twins separated at birth in Rosewood. Kenneth and Jessica De Laurentiis are their parents. I hope not. I don't think so. But I do see a lot of people saying she's not a twin. Allison is not 18 years old. Like, we know that. Could it be a sibling, a cousin? Maybe. I don't know.
I can see that.
But if they continue, I mean, the twin thing, it's like, all right, we get it. Let's just do something else,
please. Yeah, like, let's leave that in, like, the Pretty Little Liars past.
Though I did love the little A nod in the chalk.
Yeah.
That was just, thank you so much. That made my heart feel awesome.
Oh, my God. I watched it twice, and I did not see that.
You know, okay, so they're, like, I want to say Nolan and Caitlin, they're just walking through the quad, and written in chalk is, I forget, legit, if somebody in the chat can remind me, what does it say? But it was, like, cheer for, and it, like, A, like, written really big.
Well, that's
and
not then, good. Are they, like, going to do A again?
Like, it was just, no. I think it was just a nod. I think it was just a nod to for the Pretty Little Liars fans to, like, just be like, yay, like, we remember you, though. Like, even though it's a spinoff, we still remember you guys.
Yeah.
The yes. A army is strong. Okay. Yeah. I hope there is not one, though.
So. Yeah. So what are you guys' like, theories or, like, thoughts on Nolan's death? Like, I feel like we were finally getting somewhere. Like, we just realized Taylor is alive. We just saw that they're plotting something against their mom. And then, boom, out of nowhere, he's dead. And to me, it was kind of like, okay, was it the friends? Because, you know, they were all upset and... I almost cursed. Sorry. They were all upset about, like, being blackmailed. Or could it be something to do with the family? Because the mom was like, you know, we need to keep our eye on him. Like,
I feel bad for Ava, Dylan, and Caitlin. And, you know, they were just shooting they were just talking, like, venting. What if? Venting. Yeah. And I don't think any of them killed him. No. But I do think that it was a man. I think it looked like a male figure that walked up to him, someone who he was familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And I need more information to be able to really understand what happened to him. And I'm assuming we will. And also, like Allison in Pretty Little Liars, even though she wasn't technically dead, but we thought she was the first couple of years, he just will be flashbacked all the time because she was also a series regular.
I'm kind of upset about that, though. I didn't like how they just killed him off on the very first episode. I know we needed, like, that... suspense.
Oh, you didn't
in the
know
beginning.
That was
gonna happen. I saw that there was a death, but they didn't say it would be him. Like,
okay.
And someone, Jazzy Jones, said, "I don't think they killed Nolan." I mean, I think they made it really clear. Like, what did they do? Throw a fake,
fake spikes, on the.
I don't. I mean, he's dead. Unless if he has an evil twin, I swear. I mean, or a good twin. I don't know.
Who cares?
But, like, oh god, what if he's actually just a twin and that's how he's on the show?
Okay, no. First of all, please. We're good. We love twins. We got it. We understand it. We're okay with no more twins. However, me for Nolan's death, I totally agree. It is not one of the three. Because even when they were separating, Nolan was already up there.
Yeah.
And when he turned, that's when the person came. So it legit, unless they got Superman powers to get on top of this roof, it can't be any one of them.
Yeah.
I definitely think it was a guy. I don't know exactly who. I guess only because we have met them is either Andrew or Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
So, however that's going to fall and lead to itself. Nolan's death is just crazy because, like, they were seriously just venting.
Yeah.
But it does bring a very good question because, you know, they're talking about Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None. And it also reminded me a little bit of Murder in the Orient Express. Murdering a murderer is justice. Mm-hmm. So when you think of it like that, you're just like...
But who did he murder?
He didn't murder anyone, but he just blackmailed a lot of people that...
Still, it's not justice.
It's not,
you
it's
can't
not real,
do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Not real justice.
We have some games
but like
to
in
play.
The, just in the sense of, is murdering a murderer okay? For justice.
Exactly.
Okay for
that's
justice.
The big question. I don't know.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I guess we'll see what happens with that or that whole backstory, but let's go ahead and get into our special segment. You want to go ahead and explain what we're going to be doing on this season?
Hey, guys, so we're going to play a little game of Pretty Little Truth or Pretty Little Liars. So, basically, I will hopefully have paddles. We'll have paddles throughout the season, but for right now, we're just going to use our voices for those who are also tuning in on iTunes. So I'm just basically going to ask a question, and then we're each going to give our, is it truth or a lie, and then explain why we chose that. So the question for tonight is, do we believe Mona knows nothing about Allison coming to Beacon Heights, or is it all just a coincidence like she said?
That's a course of lie. It's not a coincidence.
Wait, do we believe that Mona didn't know, is what you said?
Yes, that Allison was really coming to Beacon Heights. Like
no,
she
we
had
know.
No,
we know. Like, yeah. She said that she was...
Well,
she
okay, so her. I'll rephrase that. So do we believe that Mona didn't plan for Allison to come to Beacon Heights? Or is it all just coincidence that she just happened to end up there through her own algorithm?
No, I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought, like, Mona played a part in bringing Allison there. That's why she was like, why did you bring me here? Like, you remember she jumped in her car and was like, what was the
plan? She said, I didn't do it. My algorithm did. However, I believe that's a lie. Well,
yeah, lie. What's one more?
Lie.
I really just believe that's a lie. Two, do we believe Ava, Caitlin, or Dylan are telling the truth that they had nothing to do with Nolan's death?
I'm going to say that's the truth. I don't think they did.
I don't know.
She's like, I'm on the fence right now.
I'd have to watch a little bit more. Right now I'm going to say it's a lie.
Okay, I am going to say the truth because I do believe in them. Okay. But, you know, you guys in the chat are playing too, so that's really cool.
Yeah. All right. Well,
news and gossip, I think.
News and gossip. We have some news and gossip next. AfterBuzz TV News. Two things. So on 17.com, they get a really cool article about the little Easter eggs that were reminiscent of Pretty Little Liars, one of which was the twins' photo in Allison's home and also the photo of Emily. And there also apparently was something here. Here it is. Here it is. Okay, so while Mona was in the dollhouse and all that stuff happened, like you said, we do have the reference to Mary Drake and also Alex. And apparently, Sasha Pierce said that they might come back in season two. She said that they might come back in season two, which is really, really cool. One other piece of news is that I did an interview with Graham Thomas King for Media Entertainment Arts Worldwide, and we talked about his role, and he basically says, I'm definitely a suspect. Never trust a British guy on this show.
Okay.
And I don't trust anybody, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that he's a big suspect. Or Freeform's telling him to tell everyone that, but I think I got him, you know, early on. I think he cracked a little bit. So I definitely keep an eye on Jeremy.
Okay. We got to keep an eye on the sexy British guy.
I agree. I think we do too. Well, want to go ahead and get into some predictions?
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so my prediction. I don't know. I'm gonna kind of go crazy with it. I think or predict maybe the mom was behind Nolan's death.
Okay.
Wow.
I think that's kind of deep or wild, but I don't know. We'll see.
Start.
Okay, I predict that the three characters of Caitlin, Dylan, and Ava are going to get really stupid really fast to protect themselves in the most hilarious ways and going to need Allison to save them from themselves and to navigate to find out who actually did kill Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think if any of the three of those characters are guilty of anything, I kind of think it might be Dylan. Because I think Dylan has a lot to hide that he doesn't necessarily want people to know about. I also think that Allison, there probably is some familial, and unfortunately, as much as I'd like to say we're done with that, I mean, Marlene King seems to be very focused on evil families that want to kill each other and that do kill each other. And it's an interesting way of writing and thinking. And I think that she should do what she does best. And that's one of the things she does really well.
I mean, it's also the fact that they even opened with the Agatha Christie novel, which is a mystery in and of itself. I mean, come on, you came out with the queen of mystery novels to jump off your show. Like, you already know it's going to be...
Yes.
Familialness happening and killers.
And I am interested to see how Taylor comes and goes throughout this narrative without Nolan there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Same.
I'm excited about it.
Me too. Well, thanks for being a part of the panel. I'm excited to see what goes on the rest of this season. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back again at the same time next week. Do you guys want to go ahead and let them know where they can find you?
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram on Sundays at 10 p.m. I do Now Apocalypse. And we have two more episodes left of Good Trouble on Tuesdays at 8. And check out my YouTube channel, Unapologetically Shay.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. The article I mentioned with Graham is on my Twitter. And make sure to catch me at 9 o'clock tonight for the Legacies After Show. And I'm on Riverdale and Shadowhunters as well. See you guys soon.
Yeah, and you guys can find me on all social media platforms at _TyraPrude. And you can also catch me on The Voice After Show, also on Tuesday nights. Well, it's been good.
Bye, guys.
Yes, bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.